Christian Zadek, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Perhaps you've heard a question like this before. If God is in control of everything, and if God already knows everything, then what's the point of prayer? Why entreat with God? Why seek His face at all if everything is just happening according to a divine cosmic plan? There are lots of ways to respond to this idea, but first, I'd want to drill down to where that question is coming from. Some people are looking for a justification more than an answer, but others are genuinely curious about how we can even hope to relate to the omniscient, to the infinite. Perhaps you've wondered that too. Fortunately, the Bible is full of stories and wisdom about this very thing. Approaching that question from many facets is how we arrive at faith. Here's one avenue to consider. In Psalm 50, God is reprimanding His people about how they worship Him. In verses 8 through 12, He says, "I have no complaint against your sacrifices or the burnt offerings you constantly offer, but I do not need the bulls from your barns or the goats from your pens. For all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine, and everything in it." This is an expression of God's majesty, His infinitude. As if He is saying, "What do you think I want from you when all of this is already mine?" How are we supposed to relate to this God? Verse 14 says, "Make thankfulness your sacrifice to God, and keep the vows you made to the Most High." It is God's role to preside over the universe and to provide for us. Our response, our worship, should be thankfulness, gratitude. To worship Him is to recognize His majesty and our place within it. And when we do that, we well up with thanks. The psalm concludes with verse 22. "But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God." What does an infinite God expect of us? To come to know Him and be thankful. Thankfulness involves humility. It's a recognition that someone else deserves thanks for what they have done above and beyond what we have done ourselves. But gratitude isn't hard when you come face to face with Jesus. Keep to the path of thankfulness today. Recognize the power and provision of God in your life right now. When you do that, you draw closer and closer to the infinite, one step at a time. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.